I don't have a high school class ring. My junior year of high school at J.A. Fair, we were in the highest and toughest conference. But that year, we had a crew of returning seniors and juniors that we were sure to win the conference title in baseball and then on to a state title. And I was absolutely positive that I chose not to purchase a class ring in the fall of that year because I knew that come springtime, I would need to be purchasing a state championship ring. And from the beginning of that school year, I had one major focus, the state tournament. Every day, every practice was executed in light of what would be taking place later on in the year. I didn't do any parties. I made sure my grades were taken care of. I took meticulous care of my glove and my bat. Nothing would get in my way. All of that because I was living in light of a future day. That type of attitude and lifestyle continued into my college days, living a certain lifestyle in hopes of a future day reward. All of my hopes and dreams and ambitions were wrapped up in baseball, in winning, in going to the next level. And to make it all worse, I never won a championship. Now, some great friends were made, valuable life lessons were learned. There's much to commend about hard work and passion, delayed gratification. Like Dave Ramsey says, live like no one else so one day you can live like no one else. But in John chapter 6, we learn that Jesus says that when you're living like no one else for the temporary things in life, you do not gain life or delight, but despair. When you're laboring and striving for those things that perish, you're wasting your life. Trophies and banners, the next level, are all temporary and ultimately a letdown. But what Jesus offers in himself is eternal life. He says this at least 14 times in this one conversation in John chapter 6. We should love this word because Jesus offers satisfaction no one else ever could. He was and is and always will be the answer to the elite athlete with nothing left to prove. The answer to everyone who knows that more of fill in the blank won't solve the emptiness. So our pursuit in life should not be in acquiring more stuff of this world, but in savoring Jesus, whose spirit not only acts like chemotherapy in a cancerous human heart, healing it from the inside out, but also he is the gateway to the next life, eternal life, offering a sense of meaning and purpose that fulfills this life. As you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Enzima LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana and the Ivory Coast.